Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and I like to plant my tomatoes outside on Memorial Day weekend, but it's a little chilly, so I may wait a week. I always like to grow stuff outside, but within the last year or so, I have become a horticulturist, H-O-A-R-D. I hoard plants, and I've needed some help because I'm new to it, and I found my source. His name is Tanner Mitchell. You may know him as Tanner the Planter, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Tanner.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right. Here's the thing. I have never really had a green thumb. I started with a Diffenbachia that someone gave me. About 5 or 6 years went by and I didn't kill it. So I thought, I'm going to try another one. And I got a Ficus Audrey. And now I have polka dot begonias and a fishbone cactus, and I have learned so much from watching your videos.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, I've always sort of believed that green thumb really isn't a thing. You know, there's no predetermined genetic disposition to keeping plants, and it sounds like you're doing a really good job at it. You got a great collection going.
It's so much fun, and that's what it is. That's why I like to say I'm a horticulturist. So how did this all start with you? Because your story is kind of amazing to me. You started bringing plants home, and then what happened?
Well, I tell you what, so I wanted to bring in plants. We're in North Texas here, and I wanted to bring in to make it look nice because it's so flat here. So I was bringing in a lot of the plants that I had around my house growing up in Oregon. And I was so frustrated with the conflicting information online, like how to take care of plants. So I decided to go right to the source, right to the horticulturist degrees and all that, and research all the articles and kind of distill it into my own understanding of how to take care of plants. And then I started sharing with folks online, and everyone was so grateful for it. It kind of blossomed into this, you know, can we buy some plants from you? How can we support? We love the work you're doing. And it's kind of just snowballed from there.
All right. So the website is Famous in Oregon, and I love it because that's where you're from, yet you live in Texas now with your wife and kids.
That's right. Yeah. Famous in Oregon. When I moved to Texas from Oregon, it's kind of a roundabout story. Everyone was always talking about the plants. I had no idea that Oregon was famous for their plants, kind of like you guys are up there in the north in Chicago. I mean, the plant life up there is incredible. And so I would tell people I'm from Oregon, and they say, oh, the plants and the trees, it's so beautiful and green. I'm like, oh, yeah, so plants are famous in Oregon.
Well, I love your website. Here's some things I've learned from you. First of all, I had to buy a Monstera Thai Constellation. I found it at Walmart, and they shipped it to me, and it came in great condition. However, I learned about chunky soil from you. You want some air to get into the soil. What's a good chunky soil that listeners can... I repotted it in what I thought was a good chunky soil. What's your tip?
Yeah, a lot of times when you have plants that naturally climb up trees, those are called epiphytes, and they generally like a more air to their roots. So we put in soil amendments that create that sort of environment. I like to use one part peat moss, one part orchid bark, and one part perlite. So just those three ingredients mixed together would be fantastic. You can throw in some slow-release fertilizer, or my favorite, mycorrhizae. I use a brand from Bigfoot, but mycorrhizae is really a secret. You probably use it on your outdoor tomatoes, like you were mentioning, but it's going to take it by storm on the houseplant world soon.
All right. I don't know what that is. I saw you talk about it in one of your videos, mycorrhizae, but it's like a root stimulant. What is it?
Oh, gosh. So out in nature, all around nature, there's this mycorrhizae. It's a fungus that has a beneficial or a symbiotic relationship with the roots of all of your plants. So they kind of connect. The plant gives sugar to the fungus, and the fungus supplies all sorts of things like water and nutrients. It helps combat root rot and overwatering and underwatering. It's like a little butler for each of your plants. And it's really common outside, but I'm trying to get people into it inside because it helps so, so much with everything that, you know, people have problems with keeping plants inside.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And listeners, if you would like to know more about plants, including a little butler for your plants, which is killing me, we have Tanner Mitchell on the line. You can find him at Tanner the Planter. And you have a verified account, right? Because there are a lot of people pretending to be you on social media. You know that, right?
Oh, gosh, yes. There's like 30 or 40 fake accounts. Yeah, on Facebook and Instagram, we're verified, but on TikTok, not still.
All right. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and we are talking to Tanner Mitchell. You might know him on social media as Tanner the Planter. And Tanner, tell us what slap that pot means.
Okay, this is kind of embarrassing. So I was making videos, you know, at my store, and, you know, you have to settle in the soil in and around the roots because you want all the soil to come in contact with the roots. That's where they get their water and nutrients from. And so to settle the soil, I was just being weird one day. I was by myself, and I looked dead straight into the camera, and I started slapping the pot all awkward. And then when I was editing the video, I'm like, okay, we got to do a slow motion zoom in. It was so awkward and weird, but it was, you know, my personality, and people seemed to like it. So I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, so you got to slap that pot. And I'll tell you, because of you, you have helped me have the confidence to propagate things and then replant them because it's worth a try. I've only killed two plants, and I have like 24 right now. That's
holy
not
cow. Yeah, no, it's always worth a shot. I mean, they bring so much joy, and all the little projects that you can do along with them, like the propagating and whatnot, I mean, that just increases the whole experience, right?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so fun. I love it. And the only thing is my dog Kona, like, plant blocks me. I start playing this music called Plantasia. Have you heard of this, by the way?
It's called, I've not heard of Plantasia.
Okay, it is made for plants, and it is, I'll tell you the guy's name, it's weird, funky music, but it's supposed to help your plants grow, and so I play the music, and I talk to my plants, like I got a new leaf on my Monstera deliciosa, and I'm like, oh, look what we have here, and Kona runs in front of my plant and plant blocks me, because he gets so completely jealous.
Like, hey, you're supposed to be paying attention to me.
Yeah, I know. And I am speaking very nicely to the plants because I talked to him. Mort Garson. Look that up when we get off the air. Mort Garson, Mother Earth's Plantasia. It's music to help your plants grow. Check it out. We have a question from Richard. He has called us. Richard, this is Tanner Mitchell. Do you have a question for him?
Good morning to both of you. Yeah, I got a peace lily about 3 years ago from the florist. It came as a gift. And I'm wondering, how do I know when it's time to transplant that, when it's root-bound or when it's too big for the pot that it came in?
That's a great question. So the general rule of thumb, and this is great for peace lily, is you want to repot every 1 to 2 years, or when the roots start coming out of that bottom drainage hole. And then we just go up 1 to 2 inches in pot size. You don't need to go up a huge amount, just 1 to 2 inches when you're keeping plants inside.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And all right, so actually because of you also, Tanner, my Ficus Audrey was not doing very well. It has new growth, but it's not doing what I want it to. And I checked the roots, and the roots were very, there was a very small root ball. So I downsized because I learned from one of your videos that you can downsize to get those roots built up. Is that true?
I love hearing that. Yes, it's absolutely true. You know, our plants don't have the ability to use as much water when they're kept inside because they're not subject to the heat and the intense light and all the things that evaporate that water really, really quickly. So when we bring them inside, we can increase our chances of success by keeping them in fairly snug pots, like you were saying, just downsizing them. So they're only in pot sizes that are just a couple inches bigger than their root ball. And a lot of people are going to have way more success that way, avoiding, because it's going to help you avoid root rot, which is, you know, the main downfall, I would say.
Yeah. All right. And there's a question from Julie. She has texted us and wants to know, how do you get rid of fungus gnats? I'd like to know the answer to that, too.
fungus gnats come from watering your plants too often, too frequently, right? So they like to lay their eggs in consistently damp soil, and they just lay it on the topsoil right there. So they're not going to dig down really far. So if your topsoil is consistently damp, they're going to lay their eggs there. So the first thing you do, you got to get rid of the adults. So you get those yellow sticky traps, you put them in the soil. That'll take care of the adults in like a week. Meanwhile, what I want you to do is get some neem oil. So N-E-E-M, okay? And you can get cold pressed on organic for best results. And then for the next like 5 or 6 weeks, every time your plant needs watered, water with a diluted solution of that neem oil. That's going to kill the eggs and the larvae that are brewing in the soil. Because if you've got adults, you know, those annoying adults flying around, you definitely have eggs and larvae in the soil as well.
Ugh, they're so gross. But they don't hurt your plants necessarily, do they?
You'd have to have a really bad infestation to have them hurt your plants. But yeah, if you just need to let your plants dry out sufficiently in between watering, and that's going to avoid the gnats altogether.
All right. I wish we had more time, and I sure hope I can talk to you again, Tanner. This has been so fun. Tell the listeners how they can join your lives to purchase plants. What's the best way to get that information?
We go live every Tuesday and Saturday at 6:30 Central Time, so right along with you guys. And the best way to watch is by downloading our app. So you can go on your App Store, Apple, or wherever, and download Tanner the Planter. We also go live on Facebook and Instagram at Tanner the Planter as well.
Okay, I will be in one of those lives because you're my new plant friend.
Can't wait to see you there.
All right, thank you so much, and I hope we can talk again, Tanner.
Yes, ma'am. Talk soon.
All right, Tanner Mitchell, Tanner the Planter, right here on 720 WGN.